شيخ داود السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
To stump you early in the morning, I know it's still very early in Cape Town. How would you like to be remembered the day after your eyes have closed?
Subhanallah. As this put in front of me, what we as Imams always remind at the janaza, when I think Amir al-Mu'mineen said, now our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, when a janaza passes and everyone speaks good of that janaza, wajabat, wajabat.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. It is to be remembered as the one that turned back to Allah in repentance. The one that Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanAllah ta'ala, faced with Iman, and Allah ta'ala's rahmah, that is all that we long for. And these first 10 days is that of Allah ta'ala's rahmah, subhanAllah.
Subhanallah. Well, now you may continue.
Jazakumullah. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If honorable listeners, our aim in life is taqwa Allah. And part of taqwa Allah in the month of Ramadan, subhanAllah, which is a month for change, a month for injecting the soul, to refresh that relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Quran says, wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. That makes ibadah to Allah, be the slave of Allah, be the devoted one of Allah, become the salik of Allah Azza wa Jal, until yaqeen comes, till the last day, your last breath, till you depart this world. May Allah Ta'ala let us live with Iman, depart this life with Iman. So when the angels come to fetch our souls, it is said, Ya ayyatuha nafsu mutma'inna, that O contented soul, you've made peace with your creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, and you've made peace with your family and loved ones and people at large. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. To get the rida of Allah Azza wa Jal in our lives. Wa ridwanu min Allah akbar. That is the ultimate, the highest of achievements, to get the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal in our lives. So this is this month for us to reflect. Honorable Maulana asked a question that indeed is so important, and it is important for us to make muraqabah, to reflect and to make muhasabah on these questions, not only now to sit on the musalla and reflect on it. May Allah give us all guidance, inshallah. It's also a month, my beloved listeners, to have more family time. A month of sharing and caring, opening up our hearts to the less fortunate, subhanallah. As we heard in the Taraweeh last night, where Allah Azza wa Jal, the Hafiz, was reciting for us to remind us what is true piety. It's not just facing east and west and believing in Allah and believing in Akhirat and having Iman in the Quran and having Iman in all the Anbiya that came, subhanAllah. But it's more than that. It is also joining ties. It is also showing love to our parents, kindness, and having a heart to the poor, the less fortunate, and Allah Azza wa Jal, and to the beggar, and to whoever is in need in our communities. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, indeed, these are the merits of taqwa, true taqwa, and these are the real ones that Allah Ta'ala loves, that are true by heart and true by spirit, subhanAllah. It is based on these verses that we see how tabirin, our Salafus Salihin, our pious ancestors of the past, the likes of Hamad bin Salama, a famous muhaddith, he used to feed 50 people daily during Ramadan. Those that have gone to Medina, spent some time in Ramadan in Medina Munawwara, or in Masjid Aqsa Mubarak, or as well as many a masajid and the Haram Sharif itself, and in our communities, you find some Haji Bayal made intention to give zamzam as iftar for everyone. Some Haji Bayal bring some special kajur and put on the table for everyone. Because they knew our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ittaqu an-nar walau bishiqqi tamr. You could save yourself from the fire of Jahannam even if it be half a day. Imagine that Musalman fasted the whole day. That Musalman has recited Quran, done charity, done whatever good. Allah is so merciful that Allah rewards that person accordingly. And for the one that gave a sip of water, of a something as small as a tajur, to break that person's fast, all that sawab, subhanAllah, goes to the person that was a means of putting that kajur on the table, or giving some kajur as a gift to a family member, or to a hajibai, or to someone in the community, subhanAllah. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, a person comes to our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, I am alhamdulillah well of Allah shukr. Allah has blessed me, ذو مال كثير, with a lot of wealth, alhamdulillah. And Allah has enriched me with a good family, and added to that, Allah has given me so much in abundance, I cannot make shukr enough to Allah. But O beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أخبرني كيف أصنع وكيف أنفق. Do give me advice, what do I do with the surplus money? How do I set right my affairs at home, as well as my business? This is the advice of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, take out your zakat. Take out your zakat, it will purify your own self. It purifies your heart. It brings you closer to your creator, Allah. It brings good qualities within yourself. And also keep family ties. Never forget your roots. وَتَعْرِفْ حَقَّ الْمِسْكِينَ. Recognize the rights of the poor in your community. As well as your neighbors, recognize the rights of a neighbor. As well as if someone that comes to you for help, it is Allah who sends that person to you. It is indeed a favor upon you. Because Allah Azza wa Jal ultimately is the one that gives and it takes away. And subhanAllah, Allah has given you so that you can give to others. That's why our deen teaches us in Sahih Muslim, من أدى سكات ماله. The moment you discharge the obligation of fulfilling the obligation of zakat, that's also a pillar of the pillars of Islam, like that of fasting and salah and hajj, then you have removed from you all the bad du'as, bad vibes, all the bad negativeness is removed from your soul, subhanAllah. That's why, my beloved listeners, in the month of Ramadan, I always remind our beloved brothers and sisters that, alhamdulillah, in our homes, we are reading pieces of Fada'ilu Ramadan, Fada'ilu Amal, and inside it, the Fada'il of virtues of Ramadan itself. MashaAllah, it's good to read pieces of it. But our learned scholars tell us also not to neglect Fada'ilu Sadaqat, which Mullah Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi compiled over 700 pages. So that it gives us just a reminder. Imagine 700 pages, and he could have written on and on the virtues of charity, the virtues of pureness of the soul, of zakat, of sadaqah, etc. Because our beloved Islam reminded us, ajidu bi sadaqatikum. When it comes to giving charity, hasten with giving charity to charity. Because the bala does not come to that person's home and life that gives charity. We make dua, inshallah. This is a reminder for us also, our fitrah. Our deeds is suspended between the heavens and the earth. It is only raised with fitrah. May Allah Ta'ala make us of those charitable ones in the month of Ramadan. You can purify your fast by giving your zakat, your lillah, your sadaqah, wa ma tawfiq illa billah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.